Back now with Take Two. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm A. Martinez. When and how modern humans arrived in the Americas is one of the great mysteries of science. But now researchers at San Diego State University will embark on a four-year project to try and answer these questions. A team of archaeologists, geoscientists, and biologists are soon to begin a search of the seafloor off the coast of Southern California. Using various types of sensor technology, the team hopes to find areas of ancient human settlements formed when sea levels were a lot lower. The study, which received nearly $1 million in federal funding, is one of the largest archaeological expeditions of its kind. Joining us to talk more about this project is Jillian Maloney, professor of geology at San Diego State University and the study's co-principal investigator. Jillian, welcome to Take Two.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
I think a lot of people kind of know at least part of the story. During the last ice age, modern humans crossed from Asia to North America over a land bridge across the Bering Strait. Now, what is your team looking to add to that picture?
The big question is sort of the first people coming into North America came through that land bridge and through these ice-free corridors in the interior part of the continent. And recent evidence has suggested that they may have actually migrated along the coast, the Pacific coast, through the use of boats and on foot. So we're trying to look for evidence of that migration route along the Pacific coast. And during the time when these people may have been coming to North America, sea level was about 120 meters below where it is today. And so those sites, that coastline that they would have migrated on, is now underwater.
It seems like that would make sense, wouldn't it, that they would kind of just move along the coastline all the way down?
Well, it's sort of it's an interesting question in anthropology and archaeology because the use of boats is considered kind of more recent use of human ingenuity. And so it kind of suggests a lot of different things about human evolution and human odyssey into North America.
Tell us about the technology that you'll be using to kind of check out the ocean floor.
We're going to be using a few different types of sonar. They're very high resolution, and we can map what the seafloor itself looks like in terms of the topography and the different character, the roughness of whether it's rocky or soft sediment. And then we also have a sonar that looks beneath the seafloor, and we can see different layers of sediment and rock. And that will help us to image these submerged landforms that may have been important to people living on these coasts at the time. So things like a river channel that would have been a freshwater source or perhaps a cliff that could have been an overlook, we can see those that maybe now are buried underneath sediments beneath the seafloor.
So things that would make it plausible to believe that people went through those areas.
Yeah, so sort of areas that we think are the highest likelihood of being important sites for early people living in the area. So another example would be like an estuary that would have been a food source for people living on the island.
How deep underwater will you be searching?
Well, we'll be within shallower than 120 meters because that's sort of the area that would have been exposed prior to the sea level rise after the last ice age.
How wide of an area are we talking about from where to where?
We're looking in the northern Channel Islands. So right now it's four different islands. And during the glacial period, they would have all been connected and would have been one really large island. And the space offshore from the current islands, it's anywhere from a couple miles to up to 10 miles offshore from those islands.
Why did you choose that spot?
There's a lot of really important archaeological sites on the islands themselves right now that have been discovered, some of the oldest sites in the area. And so the evidence suggests from those terrestrial archaeological sites that people were in that area during this time period and that they likely would have also been inhabiting the area that's currently underwater.
Mm. Now, once your sensors detect something that could be potentially interesting, how do you plan to further explore what's down deep there?
Well, we plan to take sediment cores. So these are about 4-inch diameter tubes and 15 feet long, and we just plunge them down into the seafloor and they fill with the sediment. And then those will be recovered. And we'll use those to look at things like the radiocarbon date, so trying to get ages of the sediments, to look at what actually the environments are that we're imaging in the sonar. So is it an estuary? Is it an ancient river channel? And then potentially there could be an artifact in there, but the likelihood of that is very small because these are, you know, it's sort of like a needle, dropping a needle onto the seafloor with a 4-inch diameter tube.
Yeah, in fact, Todd Bragey, the project's principal investigator, said that finding ancient settlements will be like finding a needle in a haystack. It sounds like it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, so I think it's good to think of this as kind of a really important first effort, and our goal is to reconstruct these environments. that would have been important for people living in the area. And so in that sense, we're getting to look back through time at what the coastline would have looked like for people arriving here, and then further investigation somewhere down the road might be able to identify actual artifacts or things like that beneath the seafloor.
Julia mentioned how you're one of the study's co-principal investigators. What specifically will you be doing?
I'll be working mostly on the sonar data collection and also collecting those sediment cores. And then as a geologist, I will be interpreting what we see in the sonar data and the sediment cores to try and reconstruct those environments.
So once you identify something, will you be helping people like say, okay, this is where we need to be. This is where we need to go kind of take a closer look.
Right. So, yeah, interpreting that data, looking for these really important environments, and then working with the archaeologists and the biologists and kind of having a discussion about what is the most important areas to go investigate further with more detailed surveys with sediment cores based on what the archaeologists see on shore, on the islands, what they know about human history, and then what I'm able to interpret about the geology.
How long do you think before you discover something maybe definitive, something that'll give us a real sense or a clue as to these people's patterns?
Again, this is a really important first step, and I think we'll find a lot of interesting information out of this research. But it could be years and years before anybody can make a definitive conclusion about the migration pathway of people into North America.
Julie, how do you have patience, though? I mean, your job has to require a ton of it, doesn't it?
It's really exciting, actually. We're attacking this really important problem and working with a bunch of experts in all different kinds of fields. And I think it's great. We get to go out and collect all this data and look at places under the ocean that no one's ever really looked at before and we don't know very much about. So we're always learning something and kind of attacking that big question piece by piece.
Ultimately, Jillian, what can we learn about life today by understanding more about the people who first settled here?
It's a really important question to think about how people have migrated into North America in terms of just the story of human odyssey and connections that people have with between different groups of humans, between our environment, how humans have evolved in terms of, like I mentioned, the use of boats to come down the coastline. And so questions of human ingenuity and interactions with environment and other communities, I think, are really important to get at through these types of questions.
Jillian Maloney is a professor of geology at San Diego State University. Jillian, good luck and thanks for being with us.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks so much.